All right, with that said, we again are excited to hear Brother Jackson. He's one of the men in our church. A lot of respect. We have a lot of respect and admiration for Brother Jackson. I know that ever since he's been here, it's somehow, when we get new folks coming in, some of the young men that come in, they gravitate towards Brother Jackson. One of the reasons for that, I think, is, first of all, he's very friendly, but he's always there to offer help in different ways. And so he's got such a great spirit, both him and his wife. Wonderful, wonderful spirits, a very humble spirit that they each have, and they're just willing and wanting to help in any way that they can. So, Brother Jackson, with that said, we are excited to hear from you. The floor is yours. Are you there, sir?
I'm right here.
All right, sir. Go right ahead. Take your liberty, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, church, Truth Church. If you did not hear Sister Elizabeth this morning, what a great job she done. Fantastic. Delivering that message about facing fear, and I can say emotion, how she will handle it, how to handle it. Great job, Sister Elizabeth. You know, we are now facing some dark times and uncertain days, which all of us are challenged with. Seemingly more and more every day, no one to turn to, no one to help us, no comfort. You know, we're just at a turning point in our life. And we begin to wonder, Lord, are you going to get us through this? Many times we ask the question, Lord, we praying, we believing, but we asking you to help us through this. We sought after the Lord many times. We begin to question if he's really listening to us. We search our souls throughout. We read scriptures. We fast, we pray, we cry, waiting on the answer any day, anybody. We just wondering what the Lord is going to lead this situation to, and for him to finally lift this curse. I have to call this a curse myself. But as we put together this thoughts today, I thought that I would know what I wanted to talk about earlier to speak on. And that was faith and trust. Well, I understand what the pastor goes through many times when he goes to speak to the congregation. The Lord would change his thought. So that's what happened to me. After I had studied this, I said, I want to speak on faith and I want to speak on trust. But it was so confusing. And I said, forget this faith and trust, because I'm going to mess up here tonight, so let's move on with something else. And again, I asked the Lord tonight, I say, Lord, what is it that I can say that it might be an encouragement to the church at a time like this? No, I didn't hear a voice or thunder, but I'll tell you, I felt something boiling inside me like it never done before. And I say, it's clear as day. Everything else just vanished. You know, your testimony is really what we're looking at. It happens. But I'm gonna say this. Here's something. What do you do when you've done everything you know to do? What do you do? How do you handle it when you've done everything you know to do? All I can tell you to do is stand. Just stand. So, again, here we go. I did not know what was going on, but my testimony, no one else has a testimony but like you. You walked that way. You walked through the tunnels. You walked many dark days as a kid. I used to be young, and things happen in life. I thought that I would never know how to handle the situation. And I used to answer the question asked many times, I don't understand this. Why does this have to be this way, time after time? Struggling, trying to find out things, interfacing faith and trust together. I figured it was best I just leave them both alone. Again, I asked the Lord, Lord, what is it? I don't know where we go from here. I just don't know. But you see, if we keep our trust and faith in God, he's going to help us through that. That we have to do. We got to believe it and trust on it. You see, when I was a young kid, there were some things in life that I went through, and it still affects you at an old age now. I always ask the question, why? Can't understand this. It just doesn't make sense. Why did I have to go to the other door? I couldn't use the same door. All I wanted was a hamburger and fries, some dog days. Can't understand it. Why in Vietnam the Lord kept me closed about with angels throughout many situations, as I know without a doubt. But this I'll tell you, I do know, through every trial and situation, trust, your strength grows greater, stronger. This is only a test that we have to go through again. This nation was built on prayer, but we have to get back to it. And I think we are more or less leaning towards that. We must keep on trusting and believing that God will and he hears us through. You know, there's a scripture or so in Proverbs 3:5 and also in Psalms. It said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to their own understanding. So I don't want us to try to figure this out, you know, but, you know, can't understand it, Lord. I trust you, Lord, but, you know, we have to leave the but off. We got to just say, we trust you, Lord. Another scripture in Psalms, I think it was 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. He'll take care of my heart, treat it, trust in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my songs will I praise him. Are we going to do that anyway, church? Are we going to continue to trust him, even though all of this is going this direction, you know? And I was looking up in the dictionary and the words, and it was talking about trust and faith. It says something like this. Trust is not the same as faith. Oh, well, we know that. Then it also says trust has a deeper meaning when it comes to using it in relationship. Well, on the other hand, it says faith is more commonly used in spiritual ways. It is considered an allegiance, duty, or loyalty to one person or another. It is also referred to as believing in something, even if it's not proof of it. Isn't that something? Believing in it. Faith, trust can be easily put together. But we see. See, in this life, you never stop learning, growing in this walk of life. Every trial which comes our way shall get a little easier. But the beauty of it all, God allow you to travel through this tunnel so he could strengthen you and your trust will increase. He knows through this journey, experience, you will be ready for the next level. I have observed my personal prayer life. Not only gotten better, but I feel the Lord is smiling on the church. So we must continue to pray. We must continue to believe that God will control this. He's in total control. We're going to put our trust in it. We're going to continue to raise our head and be as mighty warriors. So soldiers. And church, let's keep walking. Let's keep believing. Let's keep praying. Let's keep reaching. There are more people out there today that's praying than it has been I've seen in a long time, even in my neighborhood. Not only walking the area, but they're stopping and talking and praying and staying a distance, naturally. But something is happening. We're going to prepare for it. And I have to say, this is about the end of the story. Praise the Lord, everyone, and God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Jackson. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate that. And, you know, as Brother Jackson was speaking early on, I just began to think, this is the voice of experience. Thank you, Brother Jackson, for this voice of maturity and experience. I know Brother Jackson has gone through some things in life. He's told me some things in the past about some of his life experiences. And again, he's just so willing to share with people some of those things to help somebody. And I know that he's helped several families. I know that he's been very close to Miguel and Jessica out there in that area of Beaumont and Banning. And Miguel and Jessica have told me in the past how much they appreciate the Jacksons and other families like theirs. And on that note, I want to remind everyone about something that's going to be coming up later this week. Brother Miguel and Sister Jessica were sharing some testimonies, and we're going to continue to have some testimonies this Saturday. So please be ready. We may be calling on you. So if you have a testimony, write it down and start praying about it, because we're going to be calling on several of you folks. With that said, church, you know what? Before we go, why don't we just thank God for this great word that Brother Jackson has delivered to us? Why don't we just thank God for Brother and Sister Jackson? Let's pray for them. Let's pray for all of our elders, for all of our seniors, and for everyone in the church. Let's pray together right now. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for Brother Jackson, Sister Jackson, and this great burden, this great desire. You sent them to our church for a reason and for a purpose. They're a great blessing, Lord God. We're asking you to strengthen them, Lord, and everyone else in the church, whether they're elders, seniors, young people or adults, children, Lord God, we're asking you to extend your mighty right hand of strength and of favor upon us in the name of Jesus, in el nombre de Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, that's it, church. Again, remember, we are going to be meeting again tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. to hear from Sister Vanessa Orell. We're going to hear some great things from her in the morning, and we will see you all on Wednesday again for our Wednesday night service. With that said, you are all dismissed in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Have a good night. Amen.